It's a very opaque rule. This is the interim final rule, OPM, published on June 23rd. It goes into effect immediately. And what clearly they're intending to do is have it affect the year, the planned bids for this year that they're making right now for next year's enrollment. And it only affects the community-rated plans, which are basically HMOs, and only some of them.
What is changing specifically?
There's a whole set of national plans, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, the various union plans, employee organization plans, GEHA, SAMBA, you know, et cetera. Those plans are what are all called experience rated. The premiums they get to charge are based 99% on what the cost of their enrollees this year is as reasonably projected by actuaries for next year. Those plans are not affected. The other group of plans are called community-rated plans. They're not national. They are almost all HMOs. And they typically, under the existing rules, set their rates. Some of them are experience-rated, but some of them have to provide OPM the lowest bid that they provide any other employer. Okay? It's called SSSG, Carrier Similarly Sized Subscriber Groups. So if, for example, an HMO has IBM as a customer in its local area, and they give IBM a certain rate for enrollees, they'd have to give OPM the same rate for federal employees.
So that's very similar to what, say, the GSA does when it's trying to negotiate prices for commodities. They want the best possible price because the assumption is that the government is at least as big a user as anybody else they're dealing with.
Right, right. What I think OPM is saying in this interim final rule is called the most favored nation clause, okay? And by the HMOs themselves. They don't like it very much because it's a pretty frugal way to do business. OPM has said they're going to provide an alternate test called the medical loss ratio threshold for plans that don't have a good basis for the most favored nation because they don't have a similarly situated employer. You know, I guess what OPM is saying is that most of the employers they do business with, those HMOs do business with, are smaller. They're not big enough to provide a good comparison point. It's unclear. OPM doesn't really explain what it expects to have happen. The medical loss ratio threshold is a little more liberal. I think, but what OPM, the one thing it says clearly is they want to keep these plans in the system. They don't want to force them out. We're down now to about 200 competing plans nationally. About 15 years ago, was as many as almost 400. HMO wants to keep that variety of local HMO options available to compete against these national fee-for-service plans. So they're going to liberalize a little bit where the plans don't have a good basis for providing a most favored nation or similarly sized subscriber group bid.
We're speaking with Walton Francis, editor of Checkbook Guide to the Health Plans for Federal Employees. Now, by issuing an interim rule, that means it's effective immediately. Do we know whether OPM first sought any input from the industry before putting out this rule?
It's pretty clear in reading it that they had been approached by health plans. You know, they go through a very informal negotiating process every year. And obviously they talk to health plans. They even have a big annual meeting with the health plans in the spring. So I'm sure that there were plenty of conversations about the problem this rule addresses. But OPM did skip the usual step of having what's called a notice of proposed rulemaking. And going to this direct interim final, they are going to take comments on it, so it can be changed if the plans or consumers or others think it ought to be changed. But they wanted obviously to get it in place in time to allow bids that are being made right now for the year 2012 plan year to reflect the new standard.
What is it that you would be recommending to people? I mean, you are the one who does the checkbook guide every year during open season. Is it going to change the recommendations that you put out for feds?
It's hard to say because our recommendations change every year as the plan premiums go up and down and the plan benefits as well. So if a plan has an unusually high premium jump or an unusually favorable premium rate, maybe even a reduction we get sometimes, that can change their place in our ratings quite a bit in terms of dollars that enrollees will have to spend and may be able to save by going to a better deal. It's really unclear that this is going to have a very substantial effect. I haven't done an actual count. It applies to these community-based plans, those that have more than 1,500 enrollees. And there's, that's probably a majority of those 200 HMOs I mentioned, probably a substantial majority. So some of those plans are going to go up maybe a little more than they would have. But, hey, maybe they would have dropped out of the program entirely, in which case people wouldn't even have the choice. And I think that's what OPM is trying to avoid. They're trying to give the plans a little more flexibility to keep them in the program. I think it's worth asking OPM a little more for a few more particulars on what they had in mind and what they think the effects will be. They say the effects are going to be pretty small, but I don't know exactly what that means. I think, though, this really is a change on the margin and intended as such. That said, by the way, medical loss ratio is a system that all health plans in the country pretty much offered as competitive kinds of plans are going to have to meet a standard of spending at least 85% of their total premium on actual medical benefits to enrollees and not more than 15% on administrative costs and profits and so on. It's actually not a great standard. Sounds good, but it's not a great standard because what it can do, if a plan is near the edge, it could stop them from spending more money to reduce fraud, for example, and reduce wasteful spending. Also, it's not most well-run plans easily meet that standard, and so it gives, in a case where a plan can keep its administrative costs well within that ratio, it's going to give it more maneuver room for profits, and that's good, I suppose. It is good in a free enterprise economy, but rates may go up a little bit for those plans. So I think OPM must really be concerned about the most favored nation clause not producing good results to have made this change. The plans will have to meet this standard, but the question is, do they get to bid against the standard? And that's what this rule lets them do.